to read from verse 1. Isaiah 43, I'm going to read the New Living Translation. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid. Turn to your neighbor, say, do not be afraid. Say, for I have ransomed you. Say, God has paid for you. I have ransomed you. You ransom, oh my God, someone that is in the hand of somebody else, you pay ransom to get them back. So God has redeemed you from the power of darkness, from the power of sicknesses and diseases, from the power of poverty, from the power of lack, from the power of shame. He said, I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Say, God, I'm yours. Say, God, I'm yours. You are mine. Say, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. No matter how deep the water of life you are going through right now, the Lord said, I will be with you. Say, when you go through rivers of difficulty, so there is a difficulty and there are rivers of difficulty. It means that as you are overcoming one difficulty, there is another one. Or one is there, you are still trying to solve it, another one come up. And then this one is there, now two, the third one. He said, even if there are rivers of difficulty, he said, you will not drown. Yeah. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Verse 3 said, for I am the Lord your God, the only one of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. Said, I have given some people. That means in place of you, other people will die. That means the shame you are meant to suffer, other people will fall in that shame. It means that the difficulty you are supposed to go through, other people will experience it, but you will not. And that is why God says, when people are saying that it's a casting out, we say that it's a lifting. Because Egypt has been given for you and I, for our ransom. He said, I gave Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Verse 4. He said, others were given in exchange for you. Others were giving. He didn't even say, you know, I've said it before. My grandmother was an idol worshiper. And after when we have the big Muslim festival, the day after is when she celebrates the day of the Muslim festival, she will kill a ram. She will go to mosque. We will all follow her to mosque. And then the next day is when she will do the thing for her. She call it Alaragbo. It's when she will do the thing for Alaragbo. And she will have goats to take to the roko tree to say, I'm giving this in ransom for, she will say, for my older brother who died eventually at 41. I'm giving this in exchange for, it was a goat. But God here says, I didn't give goats for your ransom. I gave others, human beings, people, in exchange for your lives. Because why? You are precious to me. You are honored, and I love you. And I love you. We're going to stop at verse 4. It said, and I love you. I love you. So fear not. Because I am the one. I love you. If I love you, you don't need anybody else's love. My love is enough. My protection is enough. My gift is enough. I love you. What does it mean to fear? I look at the word just for to fulfill all righteousness. It says to be afraid, to be frightened, to have anxiety, to panic, and to worry. It said, painful agitation in the presence or anticipation of danger. Painful. So fear has pain. No wonder the Bible says fear has torment. Fear is painful. Fear is painful. In the name of Jesus, as many that are experiencing fear, it might not be the fear of coronavirus. It might be the fear of what will I eat, what will I drink, how will I get my promotion. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus that fear be replaced with faith. Yeah. Faith in the power of the Most High. In the name of Jesus. Say, fear is the passion of our nature, which excites us to provide for our security. So, what causes fear? We want to provide for our own security. But there is one that says, I have given people in exchange for that security. You are trying to provide yourself. I have given something, people, in exchange for that. To be in apprehension of evil, to be afraid, to feel anxiety on account of some expected evil. The evil has not happened, but it is in expectation of evil. But it's a wrong response. It's a wrong response. Say, for instance, you are even expecting evil. Fear is a wrong response to the evil. Our response should be Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And he's saved. They are saved. Fear is a lack of trust in God. That's my definition of fear. Lack of trust in God. Someone gave fear a meaning. He said, false evidence is appearing real. The evidence look like it's real, but it's false. The evidence is false. You know, I'm not saying what is going on around us now is not real. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, instead of having fear, we should have faith that there is a God who is more powerful, who is greater, who has a name that is above every other name. After all, Psalm 91 says, 1,000 shall fall on your side, 10,000 on your right side, it shall not come near you. Stand on that word. Instead of being fearful, in place of fear, let faith arise in you. Let faith be your response. You know, Mark chapter 4, verse 40, during the storm in the boat, when they woke Jesus up and Jesus calmed the storm, when he turned to them, he didn't say, thank you for waking me up so I can calm the storm so we don't drown. He didn't say that. He didn't tell them, I'm wondering what else Jesus could have told them. But he rebuked them. Said, why is it that you do not have faith? Why are you afraid? I am in this boat with you. Jesus is in this boat with you. Why are you afraid? No matter what is going on, what you are going through right now, Jesus is in the boat with you. He is in the boat with you. As I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself. Because you know what the devil said? The enemy says, oh, you that you're preaching and all that. But Jesus is in the boat with you. Turn to your neighbor. Say, Jesus is in the boat with you. He is in the boat. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. He says that whosoever, anyone that is born of God, overcome the world. He said, and this is the victory. They did not just overcome the world. He said, this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. So what overcome is our faith. What overcomes is your faith. No matter what is going on, you are going to overcome by your faith. 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 Fear is sin because it's faith in the power of evil. Fear is faith in the power of evil. Whereas faith is the absolute trust in God's power and ability that he cannot fail. Absolute trust. Fear takes you out of the place of God for your life. It takes you out of the place of God for your life. Say, God, I trust in your absolute power. Never to fail me. I trust in your absolute power that no matter what, you will not fail me. Give me grace not to have fear and to have faith in you. In Jesus' name. David was in trouble. Things were going on around. It looks like he was going to lose his life. And he looked at everything. He said, Psalm 23, verse 1, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow, though when I'm walking, there are dead bones around me of people that are dropping dead. That's the valley of the shadow of death. Nothing is living around him. He said, but still I will fear no evil. That's faith in God. That's faith in God. Say, Father, I rebuke the spirit of fear. I replace it with the spirit of comfort. I enjoy your divine peace. I enjoy your divine presence. I enjoy your divine health from now on in the name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has only given us the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. How do we overcome fear? Number one, because of our time, be rooted in God's love. Somebody say, Pastor, you are saying I should not fear, but I can't help it. Be rooted in God's love. John chapter 4, verse 1 John 4:12-18. The Bible said there, say, no one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us his spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Let me go to verse 16. It said, we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. So if there is anything you say for that makes you fearful, if there is a way you can conquer fear, just think this in your mind and say it out in your mouth. God, I know you love me. And because you love me, you have the best for me. He said, God loves us. If God loves us, how many of you love your children? You love your children. You love your children. How many of you want evil for them? God loves us that. He even loves us more than we love our children. The Bible says, if you being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more? How much more? So with all the evil in your heart, you still know to buy that PlayStation, that Xbox for your children. You know, you still buy that bike. You buy that, what did Simi Sola told me she wanted? A truck. A car. You still buy those things for them. How much more? How much more? I love you more than you love your children. I love you more than anything else. I love you more than that your spouse loves you. If your spouse is the one that is causing your anxiety and fear, God loves you more than he loves you. If your children are the one causing your anxiety and fear, God loves you more than they love you. If your boss is the one causing your anxiety and fear, God loves you more than your boss loves you. If CNN is the one causing your anxiety and fear, God loves you more than CNN and MSNBC. Even if the president is the one causing your anxiety and fear, God loves you more than he loves you. If it's pastor that's causing your anxiety and fear, God loves you more than pastor loves you. Rest in his love. Rest in God's love. Rest in his love. Number two, show love and kindness to others, especially at this time. 1 John chapter 4, verse 11-20. The Bible says, if we have not loved God, that we have not sinned. If how can we claim that we love our fellow brothers? This is the time to show love. No matter what differences you have with that your colleague at work, this is the time to show love. Because the Bible says, the world is waiting for earnest manifestation of us. We are the sons and the daughters of God. And they are waiting for a manifestation. Our time of manifestation is there. So when they are talking about all this coronavirus is your place of work, stand up and say, I know one that has power over coronavirus. Let us pray and it will not come near us. That's what I did in my office. I know one that has power over it. You all should just pray. Let's pray. This is the time to manifest. This is the time to manifest as children of God. Number three, seek God and pray. Psalm 34, verse 4-6. David said, I pray to the Lord, And he answered me. And he freed me from all of my fears. So when you pray to God, that's when your fear is replaced with faith. Replaced with faith. Take your fears to him in prayer. There is nothing wrong in being vulnerable before God. But most of us, when we come to God, we're still touching. Even though there's nobody there. Go to God. In your closet, say, God, hey, this thing they are talking about, I'm afraid, though. I need your help, oh. Please help me, oh. Protect me, protect my children, protect my family. Let God know you are vulnerable. You might see me and say, it is well. I might see you and say, don't worry, it is well with you. But when we're all in our closet, let's be vulnerable with God. After all, he knows that you are fearful. So what are you hiding from him? Say, God, you see me, oh. Everybody's rushing to Sam's Club. I'm also rushing to Sam's Club. As everybody's buying food, I'm also buying food. You see me in my closet. You know how vulnerable I am. But help me with this fear. Replace it with faith. Just let your faith arise in me. Be vulnerable with him. Go to him. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, he said, that we keep in perfect peace those whose mind stays on you. Stays on you. And how does your mind stay on him? It's by going to him. Out of sight is out of mind. It's by going to him. That's not in the Bible. No, say, Pastor said in the Bible, he said, out of sight is out of mind. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. The object of your fear should not be what is making you fearful. The object of your fear should be reverential fear for God. At this time, the one who can kill the body and the soul. God forbid, it will not happen to anyone in this church. But the ones that coronavirus has killed, he only killed their body. He didn't kill their soul. Their soul went to the Maker if they believe in Christ Jesus. So this is the time to have reverential fear of God. Did you ever say something? He said, you all ask me, why this holiness thing? Why are you still holy? He said, hey, it is because of the fear of God. Apostle Paul said, knowing the terror of God, the terror of God will persuade men. He said, it's for the fear of God. It is the fear that, and there is one who can kill the soul and also kill the body. Muhammad Ali, somebody asked him, I saw the video, someone sent the video to me this week. A little child asked him, he said, after you retire, what will you do? He said, after I retire, what will I do? He calculated when he will retire. Said, maybe I'll have about 30 years after retirement. He said, 9 out of that 30 years, I'll be sleeping. If you multiply the times that we used to sleep. He mentioned it. He said, but what I really wanted to do is to prepare myself to meet God. Stand on your feet with me. He says, is to prepare myself to meet God. Don't be like Muhammad Ali. Start preparing yourself to meet God now. Don't wait until you retire to say, oh, now I can start serving God. I can start preparing myself to meet God. Guess what? Your Jesus can come anytime. Like somebody will say, once you close your eyes in death, your Jesus has come. So that now is the time to start preparing to meet with him. It's not that you will die. You will not die. None of us will die young. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall no evil befall us. Neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. That is the promise of God. It is settled. We are standing on it. We have faith in it. That is assured. But be prepared to meet God. Be prepared to meet God. I want us to pray this morning. I want us to pray. So all eyes closed if you're here. You're not ready to meet with Jesus. Just say, Lord, have mercy on me in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me. Help me, oh Lord. Prepare me to meet you. Peradventure, Even if I don't die, and if rapture comes, even right here in the church, as we're here, if Jesus were to come, Lord, please help me. Find me rapturable. Find me, oh God, a worthy bride for you. Bride without blemish, without wrinkle, in the name of Jesus. Father, together, every one of us, oh God, we lift our voice unto you. We say, Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus. Peradventure rapture comes now. Lord, find us rapturable. In the name of Jesus, make us your bride. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I decree no sickness or plague will come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree no sickness, no plague will come near my dwelling, will come near my place of work, will come near my children. In the name of Jesus, you say you shall give your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. No sickness, no plague will come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, I mark my the lintel of my house, the lintel of our houses with the blood of Jesus. You say, when I say the blood, I will pass over you. Let every sickness, let every plague, let it pass us by in the name of Jesus. You say you will not bring the diseases of the Egyptians upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every sickness, every plague, let it pass us over in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. These prayer points are the ones from RCCDNA, from our chairman. So I sent it to the men and the women's forum. In case you didn't pray it, we are praying it now. Hallelujah. Say, I decree concerning coronavirus, an agent from pit of hell spreading it, that an end has come to them in every part of the world. They are affecting and dominating in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, I decree concerning this evil, this plague called coronavirus, and its agents from the pit of hell spreading it, in the mighty name of Jesus, that an end has come to them. In every part of the world, they are affecting and dominating. In the name of Jesus, we unseat them. We unseat you, coronavirus, in the name of Jesus. Hey, brabo soto yema zakata yaba. Hey, brali kerebo soto yema. Hey, karenda yama shata yaba. Hey, the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The next one. The name of Jesus is my strong tower, and I'm hidden inside of it. Together with my family, we will never be victims of any evil occurrence. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, oh God, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Lord, I lift myself, my family, my children. Lord, I lift up into your hands. I lift every member of this church into your hand, present and those that are not present here today. In the name of Jesus, that your blood is a covering over us. Together, oh God, we will never be victims of evil occurrence. In the name of Jesus. Hey, brabo soto yemazata yaba. Hey, karata yaba baba baba baba. No matter how easy and cheap evil occurrence is, we will not be able to afford it. We will not be able to afford it. In the name of Jesus. Hey, brabo soto yemazata yaba. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we'll pray. In Jesus' name we'll pray. Say, I destroy every declaration into the health system of the world and every pandemic that is causing panic and fear. I decree it will not stand. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Every declaration into the health system of the world, every pandemic that is causing panic and fear, I decree they will not stand. 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 In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus, shed on Calvary. Sickness, disease, infection have no power or place in my life, in my body, in the body of my children. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. I'm cleansed by the blood shed on the cross of Calvary. In the name of Jesus, against sicknesses and diseases, infection have no power. In the name of Jesus, sicknesses and diseases have no power. They have no place in my body, in my life, in the body of my children, in the body of any member of this church. In the name of Jesus, or anyone associated with us, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I can never be a specimen in the hands of the wicked or workers of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I will never be a specimen in the hands of the wicked or workers of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, my children will not be specimen. No member of my family will be specimen. No member of this church will be specimen. In the name of Jesus, in the hands of the wicked workers of the kingdom of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, Hebra la tayama zatayaba, Hebra bo sotoyema zatayaba. In the name of Jesus, Hekare tayema zatayaba, Hebra bo sotoyema zekeyebo. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Give us one more. We do one more. And please, if you have not prayed this prayer, it's on the different forum. If you don't have it, let me know. I'll send it to you. Say, I decree in all aspects of my life, every situation that is raising consistent roadblocks to my prayer, that yoke is broken, that yoke is destroyed, even right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Mazatayeba zenderebo soto yeka. Maye kerebo zoto ye mazata yaba zenderebo. Mali kerebo soto ye mazata yaba. In the name of Jesus, I decree in all aspects of my life, every situation, every circumstances, every individual, every piece of pasture that is raising consistent hindrance to my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, your yoke is broken right now. Your yoke is broken right now. Your power is destroyed right now. Your stronghold is destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We give you praise, oh God. We worship you. We glorify your name. We exalt you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Now we're going to pray Psalm 91. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I give you praise. Thank you because we dwell in your secret place. We abide under your shadow. We say of you, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress, O God. Our God, in you we have trusted. Surely you shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You shall cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we take refuge. Your truth shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night. In the name of Jesus. Now the arrow of coronavirus that fly by day, in the name of Jesus. Now the pestilence that walk in darkness, now the destruction that lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you shall give your angels charge over us to cover us in all our ways. In their hands they shall bear us up, lest we dash our foot against the stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent we shall trample under feet. Because, O God, we have set our love upon you. Therefore, you will deliver us. You will set us on high. Because we have known your name, we will call upon you and you will answer us. You will be with us in trouble. You will deliver us. You will honor us. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. And so we decree, and so I declare, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus.